The Trump administration is calling for sharp restrictions on direct-to-consumer drug ads. I'm Zach Dyer, and this is your KFF Health News Minute. Last year, the White House called for a reversal of the 1997 FDA policy that allowed the ads on television. Some Democrats and independents in Congress are on board. Drug makers spend billions of dollars a year to persuade people to use their products, even though new drugs may not perform better than existing treatments. The expiration of enhanced Obamacare subsidies has millions of Americans facing higher health insurance costs. Chaz and Jean Franklin's monthly payments were about to shoot up until she was diagnosed with ALS. Chaz calls it a terrible irony.
We're saving $1,500 a month because of her terminal disorder.
Jean's diagnosis qualified her for Medicare, bringing down their out-of-pocket expenses. Struggling with high health costs? There's more at kffhealthnews.org.